You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
$119. $119.02 to be precise. That is our starting point today as we dig in once again to how the Russian invasion of Ukraine is rippling out to the entire global economy. 119 bucks, you might have guessed, is the price of a barrel of Brent North Sea crude oil today, the global benchmark. And it is hitting, yes, of course, gas prices. But you know what? Gas is just the tip of the petrochemical iceberg. Think plastics, as Marketplace's Andy Euler does to get us going.
For all their environmental stigma and growing unpopularity, plastics are really good at what they do. They're lightweight, flexible, durable, and versatile. Some of them are even recyclable. And almost all of them are made from oil and natural gas. While we all may be giving up our gas guzzlers in the near future, we're not even close to giving up plastics.
Plastic production is the plan B for the fossil fuel industry.
Judith Ink is founder and president of the nonprofit advocacy group Beyond Plastics.
They are losing market share for transportation. So the plastics industry and the chemical industry have teamed up to make sure that plastic production will be the way they make money in the future.
The International Energy Agency says that plastics and other petrochemical products will drive global oil demand to 2050. Big oil is preparing to meet that demand, and not just here in the U.S. Rachel Meidel is an energy and environmental fellow at Rice University in Houston.
China has more than $100 billion invested in crude to chemical projects over the next 5 years. And, you know, the oil industry in general is looking more to chemicals for diversification.
When the price of oil and natural gas goes up, so does the price of plastic. Tom Sanzillo at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says, in the short term, companies that use plastics will try to manage how much they're using and probably just eat the additional cost.
But as the costs stay higher for longer, there's no place else to go but to pass it along to the consumers. And then that risks what's called demand destruction, the people's unwillingness to pay the price. And so they may go looking for other things.
But there still aren't a whole lot of alternatives. We could recycle more, but we don't. Less than 10% of all plastic ever made has been recycled. The rest of it is trashed. Rachel Meidel at Rice says that's because even when the price of oil and gas spikes, it's still cheaper to produce virgin plastic than recycle what we have.
It's not so easy to just say that, you know, we're going to make recycled plastics, and that's because there's a cost associated with that.
She says consumer behavior will drive some change, especially in Europe and the U.S. Think reusable water bottles and compostable food containers. But when we're talking about plastics, we're not just talking about bags and packaging. Our smartphones are full of them. And the transition to a renewable energy future depends on them, too.
You know, all of the things that we say we want to do with electric vehicles and solar panels and wind turbines, they all require hydrocarbon inputs.
Meidel says we got to understand all the places that plastics and therefore fossil fuels touch our lives if we're ever going to transition away from them. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.